Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So the Free State is doing something really interesting, and I'm really keen to hear from you and what do you make of this? So obviously, you know, schools are about to close. For some, they've already closed. And there's this very long period over the holidays where sometimes children are just sort of like left hanging around in streets and so on, street corners. And you know, all sorts of things happen, right? So the Free State, I think it's a pilot, but they'll give us more details. Where they are doing a holiday program, a school's holiday programs during this period. And they're saying precisely because they don't want children, you know, sort of hanging around doing nothing. And of course, oftentimes finding themselves in harm's way. So they've got this program from grade R to grade 9, where they are going to develop a program and children are going to be kept busy. They're going to be entertained while they get educated. And it's something that I think, you know, they would like to see what the future of this program looks like. But I'm really keen to hear you, you know. What are your thoughts around this kind of program? Is it something that you would welcome if it was offered by the school where your children go to? Let me hear from you. 086-000-00959. And welcome also the Free State Education spokesperson, Howard Ndaba. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and good evening to our listeners, and thank you for having us.
Mr. Ndaba, let's maybe talk to us about the thought behind this program.
Well, ma'am, the thought behind this program is informed by historical realities. That often when the learners are done with their exams, even before the official close of the school, they are handed over, they are wrongly handed over to their parents, who in most cases, they are not even at home. Hence, that poses various social problems, not only for the learners and their parents, but for us as a department, for us as a society. So we taken this decision as a department that starting from this year, we are going to make sure that immediately when the learners are finished their exams, because in most cases some of them will finish mid-November and towards the end of November, some of them early November, especially at lower grades. We need to keep them busy. We need to give them various enrichment program that will include making sure that we give them what we call festive season safety tips. We also have various classroom sessions, because if the learner is doing grade 5, we start introducing that learner for another grade in the following year. But we are also doing this within the context of the campaign of 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children.
Mm. And I mean, what are thoughts, people's thoughts around the fact that maybe they're tired and they don't really want to do any schoolwork? How much are you going to be, you know, doing schoolwork versus a lot of fun?
I think we need to make sure that we are raising a very important point, because when we started, we have realized that learners are fatigued, some of them were resisting this. But what we need to do, we'll then infuse other activities, sporting activities, your chairs, your marabaraba, all those things that will make this thing interesting, soccer. Because what we do, we in the department, we have a section that deals with such kind of things where learners are kept busy or with various sporting activities. So those are the things that we are doing to make sure that they don't get bored. It's not becoming too formal and too serious. And we're making fun and we're making education very interesting to them, and it's compatible to them, and is responding to their needs. Thank you.
And so, you know, is it a pilot? Will it be something that you extend to other schools?
Well, we are doing this throughout the province.
Okay, all right.
We are doing throughout the programs from grade one to grade nine.
Yes.
But we are lodging it in one school in this is the first year we are starting this, and we are hoping that what is key here is to get the support of the parents, the support of the teachers, the support of community members and various NGOs in the community. Because without that, this program will not fly.
Are children themselves excited? You know, how do they feel about the program?
The children are, obviously, there's a mixed feeling.
Yes.
As I've indicated, some of them have been truant, but what we need to do is to try to put something that will be more, you know, responsive to their needs, especially during the time of the year, to avoid this kind of academic fatigue.
Yes.
But I think we'll also involve other stakeholders to make sure that this becomes fun to them, but also they are learning, but also they are being saved, but also they know how to protect themselves. Because as you know, during this time of the year, issues of children abuse is skyrocketing, and we're trying to make sure that we protect them against all the predators, the possible predators in our communities.
And I suppose, I mean, I ask if they are excited because I can personally remember how the idea of schools closing was a fantastic idea. So the idea of going back to school during holidays, I'm not sure how they feel about it. But Ms. Ndaba, I suppose there's also the little element of school nutrition. So where perhaps they will continue getting food. Will there be food given to them during this time?
Yes, it will depend on the from school to school. If there's a large number of response, then we'll make sure that we make plan to provide food. Remember, this is not compulsory.
Yes.
That is why we need the support of the parents. We need the support of the communities, the religious leaders, the media, and other stakeholders to look at it as a noble cause, and that needs to be supported. Because if we can do that, I can assure you the rate of child molestation and child abuse will go down dramatically.
Your engagements, maybe talk to us about your engagements with the unions and how that went, because obviously the educators are going to be a part of this in some way or form.
Well, the unions really are supporting this initiative. We also engage the SGPs, which is the parents' body. They are also supporting this initiative, and we're glad that we want to thank them for also supporting. We will have various engagement as and when we go forward to make sure how to polish it to be more interesting. And to be more interested, not only to the learners, but to the teachers themselves.
Excellent. It sounds fantastic. Well, all the best. And I hope, you know, the children, the learners themselves also have a lot of fun throughout this program. Thank you very much, Mr. Ndaba, for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Howard Ndaba is the Free State Education Spokesperson. I'm keen to hear what you make of this program. I mean, is it something that in your, you know, in our municipality, would you welcome this kind of thing where, you know, I know schools are closed, but you would be happy for your child to go to school for a little bit of holiday fun? How do you feel about this? I mean, obviously, some of the things that the Free State is raising is that children get harmed during this time. You know, children are neglected during this time. Let me hear what your thoughts are. And send me those voice notes on 0636880959. You can call if you like as well. 0860000959.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.